every night this past week on the campus of Howard University here in Washington, D.C., the halls of the Fine Arts Building have been alive with the sound of music. Four young men are beating wooden drumsticks on a plywood board. Their eyes are focused. Their arms move in sync again and again and again. They are the snare players in the drum line of Howard University's Showtime Marching Band. This practice session is crucial because on Tuesday, they will perform for newly inaugurated President Barack Obama. Howard's marching band is among the some 90 groups in Tuesday's inaugural parade, and drumline co-captain Ronaldo Biddy said that makes him quite proud.
This is something I could tell my grandkids, my great-grandkids. Like, I was actually able to perform in the inauguration parade for our first black president, and I'm very proud of it.
John Newson has been the director of the Showtime Marching Band for 22 years. Under his direction, the group has performed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, in music videos, and in NFL halftime shows. But this is the first time Newson applied to be in an inaugural parade.
I'm not a parade person. And don't get me wrong, we've done major parades, the Macy's and so forth. But this was one that I felt that I personally wanted to do, and I told a man back in August that I wanted to do the inaugural parade this year. And, you know, so I told him to kind of put it, pencil it in, and go from there.
You penciled it in August, and that was before Election Day.
Yeah.
So you were...
No.
No.
I was just a good prayer, that's all.
Before his prayers were answered, Newson had to send videos, photos, and an essay to the inaugural committee. More than 1,300 groups applied to be in the parade, but the committee was inspired to give one of those coveted parade spots to Howard. What was your reaction?
I just got out of the shower, so I dried off. No, I didn't dry off. I shouted, and I was glad. And I say I thank the Lord for that because I was hoping and praying that we would get selected.
But the news came in at an inconvenient time. Newson got the call last month during final exams, and students were getting ready to head home for the holidays. So rehearsal time is very short.
We didn't get started until Wednesday of last week. That's when everybody got back in town. So this is pretty much our fourth rehearsal.
And it becomes obvious that the trumpet section needs some work.
Those three measures at the C. Make sure you hold those all the way out for the sixth beat. Question? Okay.
John Newson also brought in other musicians to augment the band's sound.
What we've done is combined the band, and we have some of the students from the jazz ensemble, some of the students from the concert band, and some alumni.
Di Taylor Edmondson is one of those alumni. He plays the alto saxophone.
How are you going to keep your concentration when you're going by, you know, the viewing box?
That's easy.
Are you
my history personally, I was in the movie Drumline my high school year, so, you know, I had that in the back burner. I also was in the Lil' Kim video shoot when I came to Howard for the jump off. So it's no big thing to me to be in, you know, a big star atmosphere. I know how to keep it professional. I also know how to play when it's time to play.
Yeah, so, but admit it. How excited are you?
Extremely. I'm probably going to jump out of my skin when we pass by and I see him. I'm going to be like, you know, and then keep on going, you know, so.
How are you preparing yourself for the parade? It's going to be cold. It's going to be long. How are you going to keep your lips from sticking to your mouthpiece?
Lots of chapstick and lots of thermals and layers.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8.
In the lobby of Howard's Fine Arts Building, away from the loud blare of instruments and banging of drums, a group of athletic young women are holding their own practice. They're the band dancers, known as the Ooh-la-las.
Ooh-la-la.
They told me what they plan to do in the parade.
We're going to show up. We're going to show out, and we're going to shut it down. You hear me? Show up, show out, shut it down.
The Ooh-La-Las, the saxophonists, drummers, and all the members of the Showtime band are focused on doing their absolute best. Actually, that's the polite way of saying they're ready to bring it. They're not only performing for the president, but there could be some bragging rights up for grabs, too. Howard is among the six historically black colleges appearing in the parade. The other bands are from Florida A&M, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Delaware State, Grambling State in Louisiana, and the other HU, Hampton University in Virginia. Are we going to see a battle of the bands down Pennsylvania Avenue?
I do not think so. Everybody's asking that question, but the way they have the parade structured, none of us are close to each other, which maybe is good in a way.
John Newsom says Howard will be one of the last bands in the parade, so I thought that might give his band a chance to blow everyone else out of the water. Not quite.
Well, we got Ohio State coming behind us, so but we're going to do our thing, and if we get a chance to stop and do something, we will.
This is a very big deal for the band and Howard, big enough for the president of the university, Sidney Ribeau, to come to rehearsal and say a few words of encouragement.
We're so glad that you're going to be participating in the inauguration events. That should be fun. The real president, President Barack Obama, will be kind of coming in, and you need to bring him in with style. Couldn't be a parade, inauguration parade, without Howard University. Yes, couldn't
do that. So, the final question for John Newsom is, what are you going to play?
Well, I would say it was a secret, but we on the application, we had to put a tune down, and we had put down Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, because that was one of Barack Obama's favorite artists, Stevie Wonder. And after I found out that it was about four or five other bands playing the same song, we've changed ours. And so, you know, it's no secret now, but we're playing the tune entitled The Boss by Diana Ross. And it's not so much about this song itself, it's about the title. And with Barack Obama being the president, he is the boss. And so this is our tune, and I'm hoping nobody that's listening to this will take our tune before we play it.
John Newsom and members of the Howard University Showtime Marching Band, who will put on their royal blue uniforms to strut their stuff during Tuesday's inaugural parade. Our feature was produced by Veronica Miller, a Howard alumna who once auditioned to be an ooh-la-la girl. You can see and hear an audio slideshow of the Howard University Showtime Marching Band in rehearsal at npr.org. And on Tuesday, you can see all the Inauguration Day action at npr.org, where you'll find live video and photo galleries of the day's events, as well as up-to-the-minute analysis and live chats. And don't forget to check out our blog, npr.org/soapbox, for video blogs from high school students Alyssa Roberts and Olivia Rudine about their journey to the inauguration. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Beyer Kelly and produced by Charla Bear, Gemma Waters, David Nogueras, Veronica Miller, Eloise Quintanilla, Thomas Pierce, Jason Sparks, and Catherine Dalrymple. Our technical director this week is Burke Hun. Kee Molesky and Mary Glendenning are our reference librarians. Melissa Goh and Patrick Jaron Watananen are our web producers. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.